You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nigel Farage.
Theresa May is in Japan today. She's with Prime Minister Abe. And of course, what is absolutely dominating their conversations isn't the prospects of a trade deal between Britain and China once we've left the EU, welcome though that may be. No, it's that missile, isn't it? Launched by North Korea, leading to those, for the first time since 1945, air raid sirens sounding on the island of Hokkaido and many parts of northern Japan. Now, what Mrs. May is saying is that China offers us the best hope of pulling North Korea back from the brink of a nuclear confrontation. She also, I thought fascinatingly, did not rule out the United Kingdom using our own cyber offensive capabilities. Meanwhile, across the pond, President Trump, who has spoken very strongly about North Korea in the last few days, he has said that talking is not the answer. That kind of begins to make me think that we might be getting a bit closer to military action of some kind than I'd even dared to think. And Trump watcher Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, is on the line. Simon, good afternoon.
Hello, Nigel.
So what is the mood? I mean, has Trump completely run out of any patience with Kim?
Well, he certainly seems to continue to be hinting that that is the situation. This was a curious intervention. It came, what, 3 hours ago in a series of messages on Twitter that President Trump was writing about a whole series of different issues. But one of them was North Korea. And he wrote, the US has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. He is, of course, the president of the United States, who a few days ago was threatening fire and fury like the world has never seen before against Kim Jong-un if the North Koreans went ahead with their threat to launch a missile aimed at the American Pacific island of Guam. Now, when the North Koreans didn't do that, there was a brief moment when Donald Trump seemed to step back from the rhetorical brink. He actually put a message out on Twitter commending Kim Jong-un for having made what he called the very wise decision not to follow through on that threat. But then came the missile that flew over Japanese territory, resulted in the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his government urging people in Japan to take cover. They were so concerned about this missile launch. And the president now says, talking is not the answer. The problem with that is that it puts him at odds with some of his senior cabinet officials. Yeah. His own Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who has, as recently as last week, laid out once again the preconditions for talks between the United States and Pyongyang, and also the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, who, after this tweet was published by President Trump, told reporters that the United States will never run out of diplomatic solutions and diplomatic road for a possible resolution to the situation in North Korea. So there are real questions here today about what is now official US government policy towards the Korean Peninsula. Is it dialogue? Is it diplomacy, as Tillerson and Mattis seem to think? Or is the time for talking over and we should all be bracing ourselves for some kind of military solution, as the president seems to be hinting?
Difficult to read, isn't it? And as you say, a very contradictory position between the Secretary of State and the president. Simon, thank you very much indeed.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.